So going to one chat, in person or Shema, I think this is a chat that Rashi accepted, is parson is Lashon Prusa. It means to take a part of, to split. And we're talking about splitting the first two brachos which precede the Shema, i.e. to say the first bracha of Yotzeh HaMa'oros. So why does that first bracha of Yotzeh HaMa'oros require a minyan? Why should the Mishnah be saying that in person al Shema with brachos me'asara? Because according to this view, because of Kedusha de Yotzer, the bracha in its entirety, to say the bracha in its entirety, is a davar shevikdusha, and therefore requires a minyan. So that was one chat we had in Ein Parson al Shema.
Generally speaking, don't we see Kaddish as coming after a specific unit, not being an open unit, rather a closing unit? Generally speaking, don't we say that really something has to precede the Kaddish?
I'm not sure. Your question's a very good one. I think in one of the Yotzeitim in Chelik Beis, I think the Rav talks about the Kaddish after Pesukei de Zimmer. So maybe I have to look there and see. The Rashi seems to be depicting the Kaddish after Yishtabach as the beginning of the next unit, as opposed to concluding the unit of Pesukei de Zimmer. And isn't the Kaddish generally the conclusion rather than the entree?
No, the Kaddish created Zibur. That's the beginning of Zibur. In many shuls, they don't even start Pesukei de Zimmer.
Right. No, so Dr. Belzon is right. Again, I have to look to be able to tell you the whole thing, but so I guess the upshot of that is that maybe the Kaddish after Yishtabach is an exception, that it is different.
Because I thought there was like a deal in the post-in, like Armin had to say Shir Amalos during Aseres Yimei Teshuva, so that would be empty because it's Pesukim, so the Pesukim are preceding the Kaddish. I thought that
what?
That in other words, so the Kaddish follows the capital of Tehillim that we say during Aseres Yimei Teshuva, so it's not a hefsek between the unit of Pesukei de Zimmer and the Kaddish, because they're saying Pesukim, and therefore when the Kaddish follows the Pesukim, that it's not an issue that it's separate.
How does that? I'm not sure how that would affect
that there should be a connection, that something has to precede a Kaddish. You know, the Kaddish, again, in keeping with the principle, the Kaddish has to follow something that is not a beginning to of a unit, but rather.
No, I don't. It's certainly not exclusively that. The question is whether in this instance it's that as well. You're right. It's certainly not exclusively that. I mean, if 10, I don't know, would we say a Kaddish if 10 people showed up in shul and didn't have time to all 10 people came late, they all showed up 20 minutes late to davening. No one said Pesukei de Zimmer, no one said anything, so we're not just, I don't know, but let me take a look at the shir, and then Bli Neder will Okay, so one pshat that we had seen in the Impos on Hashma anyway was Rashi's pshat, that it means to say the Baruch of Yotzeh HaMa'oros, because Rashi is of the opinion that because of Kedusha the Yotzeh, it's a Davash of Kedusha. The second pshat that we saw, the Ran quoted from the Gaonim, is that in order for the Shleach Tzibur to be Motzi Yedei Chavasan, so then ordinarily, even though, let's say, by Kiddush and by Havdalah and such examples, Shomea Ka'ona is effective even without a minion, even one-on-one. One Yochid can be Motzi the other, but to be Motzi with Birkos Kriyishma, again, because of Kiddush, because of the Kiddush of the Yotzer, so for one to be Motzi another, that's what requires Asar. And then a third pshat we saw in the Rishonim was that some of the Rishonim say that it's talking about that the Baruch of Yotzeh Ma'oros, that Kedusha the Yotzeh, that doesn't warrant a minyan. Because that's simply a Sipur Dvarim. We're not saying Kedusha, we're describing the Kedusha of the Malachim. What requires the minyan is to say Baruch Hu. The only thing is, you can't say Baruch Hu and then walk away. To say Baruch Hu, again, Baruch Hu is an invitation to begin. To say Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say Baruch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to this view in the Rishonim, it's not enough just to answer Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, but it has to be followed up with a Baruch. And that's what Ein Posan Hashma means. If you didn't say Baruch Hu, so then the Baruch Hu will have to be followed by a Baruch, so you'll repeat that Baruch of Yotzeh Ma'aretz. I just want to just last two here, Shmack, to leave the Hilchus, so we should take a few minutes to look up. So which of these views.
So if you say halacha maaseh, if you say Baruch Hu, and you add up to the kibbutz where the minion's up to, so you can't continue where you are in davening.
According to those who've shown him, I mean, we'll see in a minute. There are more dozen paskin that way, but according to if you would paskin that way, so. Right, so Mestama, that's not the case. Mestama, let's say you're in the middle of Sugya the Zimra, so it's hard to imagine that wouldn't be adequate. But let's take a look first in. We'll begin maybe, I guess, in Simen Nuntes. If you take a look at the way it says Resh Nun Vav in the top right hand column, it says Hilchos Kriyishma Simen Nun Tes on the top of the page. So in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes as follows: Yesh Omrim Shehakedusha Shebiyotze Yochid Omra Lefi She'ena Ela Sipur Devarim V'yesh Omrim Sheyochid Medalga Ve'ena Ne'amaris Ela B'tzibur. Right? So this is the Machlokes Rishon and Lisa. What does the Mechaber think? Yesh lochus the deveihem, v'lizaher sheyachid yomena benigun v'taimim kekari betara. So the Mechaber says that one should be machmir for this opinion. Now, what's difficult about his sort of pshara about being choshesh is that in Kedusha de Sidra, so we say the psukim in their entirety. Right? Let's say instead of just saying Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo, we say Vaitisa Eini Ruach Vashma Acharei Kol Rash Gadol, and that way you have the pasuk in its entirety. So it's Taka Kikari Batara that we're studying a pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel. We're not saying Kedusha. So I'm not sure exactly. Again, we don't. Most people, I think, follow the Ramah, so we don't really do this. But according to the Mechaber, how does it? Even Kaddish, we say Onim Be'ema, Onim Ve'omim Be'yira. Again, we don't have the Vekara Zel Zev Omer in Kedusha the Yotzer. We don't have that pasuk in its entirety either. So what does it help to say it with a trup, unless he taka means that? Unless he taka means, and you're also saying the psukim in their entirety. Mustama, that's what the mechaber has in mind. Now the Rama says as follows: Uklaposha la minag kisvara harishona. That the Rama records that the minag is that we treat it not as a davish of Igdusha. And therefore the yachid just davens kaseda the way he would betzivu as well. The yachid omerosa. Now the Mishnah Berurah here in Yud Aleph, if it didn't get cut off, yeah, you have it there. Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph says, "Ubibir hagra hiskim lahalacha v'dei ha'achrona." Now he says, "Ulefisha ein losses mehaminik." If you want to be machmir for the gra, and not to change the minik which the Rama records. So nochem lahadem omer biyochid lomer benigun v'taimim kikari psukim v'chein kosva v'api megadim v'shem halavush shetov lahadem v'zeh. Okay, so that's the hachra of the Shulchan Aruch with regard to the question of kedusha the yotzer. Now. On the next page, which is if you see the Rama on the next page is talking about Birkas Kriya Shema here. Right? So, first of all, this is the second half, right, of the Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Ramah, in terms of whether or not you answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur in Birkas Kriya Shema. So the Ramah says you do. And the Ramah says what's more, that you're Maher, if you have the next page, the one which is cut off on the top, the Yimahir, it says the first word on the page is Benachas. So the Rama says that Yimahir l'sayim kodim sheyisayim hashleach tzibur v'yana amen ach hashleach tzibur. Right? So the Rama's minig is that you answer amen on Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael v'ba'avo as well. And what's more, you want to answer Amen after the Shleach Tzibur, so as not to be answering Amen on your own bracha, so then you should anticipate and see to it that you finish the bracha before the Shatzbaz. And the Mechaber, of course, says that even b'di'avad, even if you finish the bracha before the Shatz, you shouldn't answer Amen because it's a hefsek between your Habocha b'Amo Yisrael b'Ava and Kriya Shema. So the different minhagim. Some people do like the Rama, and they answer Amen. Others follow the Mechaber, but to sort of avoid going against the Rama, they synchronize the end of the bracha with the Shatz. Now, Umihu imloa mora rak shema'o mishliach tzivu yatsa, says the Rama, but if you want, you can just listen to the Shatz, if he'll say the whole thing aloud and be yotze with him. Unlike Shmon Esrei, with regard to Birkas Kriya Shema, even Lechatchila, even a Baki can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Mihu, right, so this was another pshat in the Rishon we saw by Ein Kos and Ashma, Ein HaShliach Tzibur Motzi HaYochid B'Pachos Me'Asara. However, when it comes to the Birkas Kriya Shema, so there we require asara in order for the shatz to be motzi. So the Rama Paskins like that view in the Rishonim that we had in our Mishnah of Ein Parson Al Shema. Okay. Now the third shat in the Rishonim that we had by Ein Parson Al Shema was the pshat again that basically what you want to do is say Baruch Hu, but you can't say Baruch Hu and then walk away. So then, even if everyone has already said the bracha of Yotze, well, you have to repeat it. So if you take a look on the page which has Simon Samach Tes,
he has to hear every part of the bracha, only let's say the latter closing of the bracha.
No, he has to hear the entire bracha. I mean, mistamed b'diavad, if he misses a word here, a word there, so most likely that word will not be ma'akev, but it's generally the same standard as if he was saying it himself. He has to hear the entire bracha. When it comes to the tzibur who are not being yotzei, but when you have 9 people who have to be answering amen or chazaras hashatz, so there's a discussion that maybe it's enough just to tune in to the end of the bracha and answer amen. But that's when you're not being yotzei. That's just when you're providing the necessary audience for chazaras hashatz. So that's a diyun in the Nosei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch. Right, the nafkamina being whether you can learn and sort of just tune in for the end of each bracha, but certainly the one who's being yotzei has to he should be listening with the same attentiveness as though he was saying each one. Now in Siman Samachtas, so we have yet the third shot in our Mishnah is reflected. In Yesh b'nei Adam shehispalalu kol echad b'fnei atzma b'yachid. So the significance of the first line we'll come back to, but we have to learn a Tosfos first to come back to that. Now, you have people, they haven't heard Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Omer Echad Mehem Ve'Omer Kaddish. U Baruch Hu, U Bracha Rishona, Yotze or Velo Yotze. Vze Nikra Paris Hashma. And this the Machaber says, remember the Mishnah Megillah you learned? He says, this is what Paris Hashma means. Roshem Chaticha Pusa. A piece which is broken off. Shein Omer Melech Tzas Mimena. Though we don't say all of Birkos Kriya Shema, we just say the one. So the Machaber Paskins like that view. Mechaber Paskins that you can't just say Baruch Hu and then walk away. You can't do that. Says the Ramah, we don't. But that's not what we think. In Poland, that's not what we do. V'achshav lo nagu loma kol birkas yotzeur ela omer kaddish Baruch Hu v'hein onim achra Baruch Hashem. So what's the issue? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. If you take a look at Gimel and Dalet here in the Mishnah Berurah, Yotze Or after Bismaneinu Kulam Bikiyin Ve'Ein Tzarch LeBerkas HaMevarech SheYotzian BaHabracha V'Kol Shekein Lefi Ma'ada Ayrei HaMechabesh SheKvar Beruch HuKulam Kolecha B'Fnei Atzmo. So why are we saying this bracha? First of all, the Mechabesh is talking about that everyone davened at home B'Yechidus. And even if not, we don't need anyone to be motzias, because we can all say the bracha from the siddur. Yikol makom sur leila hamechaber. The mechaber thinks to omer yotze or mishum shelo yiyu nirin kikofen chas v'shalom. Shehu omer lahem sheyavarechu, ve'enechem mehem sheyavarech. V'chach omer yotze or v'kol ram v'hacherem shalom v'hashomer ka'oner. Again, because the Mechaber thinks that Baruch Hu has to be is an invitation. It's supposed to segue into Tefillah. You can't say Baruch Hu and then walk away. The Achshav, the Ramaz, Minig, Sviralan, Dikevon Sheonin Baruch Hashem HaMevarach La'olim Void, Tulo Mechse Kikofer. No, that itself is the response. That itself is an adequate response to the challenge, the invocation of Baruch Hu, the response of Baruch Hashem and Baruch.
Why does Mishnah Berurah give a reason other than the Mechaber's stated reason? The Mechaber is saying Lo Shama, Lo Kadesh, Lo Kedusha. And so, being that the Mechaber's definition of Parson al-Hashma does not include Chazaras Hashat, doesn't include Shmon Esrei, he's seemingly talking about Kedusha the Sidra. So, seemingly, I'm sorry, Kedusha Yotzer. Isn't the purpose of saying the first bracha of Kriya Shema so that the person would hear Kedusha the Yotze?
Meaning, why not say this is the Mechaber L'shitaso, who's choshesh with the opinion that the Kedusha the Yotze is the Dovash of the Kedusha?
Because when the Mechaber says, V'lo Sham V'lo Kaddish V'lo Kedusha, so why is Kedusha relevant?
If you'll continue, I don't know if it's my fault or the Ramos' fault, but if you'd continue reading in the Mechaber, which you can't really do because the page is cut off, but if you'd be able to continue reading in the Mechaber, it's clear what the Mechaber means by Kedusha is that the Mechaber describes that after you say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Baruch Hu Rishon of Kriyishma, so then someone gets up and he says Shmonesrei in order to have Kedusha. So he's talking about the Kedusha of Shmonesrei. He wasn't talking about Kedusha de Yotze. He wasn't talking about Kedusha the Yotze. Question is, why shouldn't he be? So, I mean, you can just sort of adjust your question a little bit. Why shouldn't he be, given the fact that... Right. See, the question is, according to what the Mechaber says, that we're choshesh, so once we say it benigun v'taimim, so is the bracha still incomplete or no? Once you said it benigun v'taimim, so you successfully incorporated kedusha into yotze, but you found a loophole. You found a loophole to be able to do it without asara. But once you did it that way, so then you. The bracha is complete. You're not missing anything in terms of the bracha. So yitochein, what your question points to is that the Mechaber says that by tov lochush is that maybe the Mechaber is satisfied that by saying it with nigun and taimim, so again, it's a way of having the kedusha in the bracha without violating the requirement of asara. So for that, you wouldn't have to repeat the bracha when the minyan gets together, when the minyan finally assembles and show. But you do need to repeat the bracha because you can't say Baruch Hu and then walk away. Because Baruch Hu is an introduction to this part of the tefillah. You can't walk away. Now the rest of this siman, we'll come back to, but first we need to see a Tosfos here. Back in the Gemara, I'm just giving on the base. Maybe let's move to there. Okay, now let's first review the Rashi and post Noshma. So Rashi says, Minyan habo the base haknesses la'acha shakoru hatzibo eshma. Omed echad v'omed kaddish u'baruch u'baruch rishon ha'shevi kriyishma. Pors ha'noshem chatzi dov. So people who missed the baruch hu, they missed kedusha d'yotze, and they want to be able to say baruch hu and kedusha d'yotze, so they need a minyan to be able to do it, right? No. They what?
What does it mean that the minyan came after the tzibur?
Well, I think when we look in Tosfos is going to take the cue. The question is, how many people do you need to have missed to justify doing this? So I think that's what Tosfos sees, that Rashi is talking about that question. So let's take a look at the Tosfos here. In Parson HaShma, HaKuntus Pirish, B'nei Odom Shebo B'Veis HaKnesses, Acher Shehispalu HaTzibur, V'Rotzim Lom HaKadosh U'Baruch Hu Tzarech HaSara. V'Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, now the way Tosfos seems to be yeah. At this point, later within Tosfos, we'll see that they quote from the Talmidei Rashi differently. At this point, you sort of get the impression that Tosfos understands Rashi to be implying that in order to justify the Baruch Hu and saying that the Kedusha the Yotze, you'd need all ten to have Miss Baruch Hu. That it's not enough that one person comes in late to Shul, you would need all ten. I mean, later, explicitly, Tosfos will quote Talmidei Rashi is saying differently in his name, but at this point, that's what they seem to be inferring from what he says. And in response,
there's a real chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the minyan bor, and Tosfos says that some come after they finish davening. So, like Rashi, if the minyan bor and it's like Tosfos after davening, they can have their own minyan. Why just like Kadosh and Baruch Hu? I mean, Kadosh Baruch
Hu. Because they davened already.
Because they davened already.
Yeah. No, they davened at home. For whatever reason, they didn't know whether they'd make it to Shul. They davened at home. So even though they davened at home, but now they come to Shul and they want to supplement what they were missing at home. V'abenotam pirish to b'shiva shel shamu im shalosh acherim sagi. That you would need seven who missed the Baruch Hu, who missed the Kedusha, etc., in order to justify saying it for them. V'hochanami Isa b'masecha sofim, v'abosenesha b'mayrav omnim b'shiva, v'nostin tam d'vehem, d'chsiv b'froa poz b'yisrael b'iznadiv om borchu Hashem. D'ika sheva tevos. V'yesh omnim, afilu b'shisha, mishim d'boruchu havei ha-shishi. V'rabbeinu tam kosa v'sefer ha-yosha, b'chamisha, mishim d'vaka el-chomesh tevos ad boruchu. V'nire lomar, afilu b'shloshe shloshomu, v'hochi perusho d'kwa, before a pros b'Yisrael, right, before, like, it says in, we just had by the eagle, right? Kifaruahu, kifarau aram l'shimsa v'kamehem, ufaras rosh ha'isha, that they're exposed. They're exposed in the sense of vulnerable for what they've done or what they haven't done. V'hochi perusha dekor, b'fora peros b'Yisrael, shelo osu mashe mutal aleihem lasos. Again, when Yisrael has been exposed, again, exposed like the same way when we, in English, when you talk about an expose, right? Revealing something that a person shouldn't have done. Oz yisnadi v'om l'varach Hashem. V'leka elo sholosh tevos ad v'hisnadev. So already from the word v'hisnadev, you're talking about saying the Baruch Hu. So you should only count the words in terms of words which are being merames to how many people you need to warrant the Baruch Hu. So you should only count the three words of before Peros B'Yisrael. V'talmidei Rashi pirshu b'shmishmo da'afilu b'shvil echad shaloshama yicholim him lifos al-shma. Talmidei Rashi saying that even for one person, meaning that if one person comes to Shul and he missed Kaddish, he missed Baruch Hu, he missed Kedusha the Yotzer, so then you would repeat it for him. Right? It's enough for one person. I mean, of all the shitas, so Rashi is the easiest to understand. Rashi simply says that it's a chovas yochid to say Kedusha the Yotzer. You need a minion to implement it. You need a minion to carry it out. But it's something which relates to the yochid. The yochid has a mitzvah that every day in davening in the morning he should hear Kaddish and he should answer Baruch Hu and he should say Kedusha the Yotzer. The only thing is he needs a minyan to implement it. So you need a minyan to implement it, but the justification for saying the bracha, it's enough that you have one person. The Talmidei Rashi pirshu mishmo da afilu b'shvil echot shaloshama yicholim heim lithos al shma. And, says Tosfos, once that's the case, lav davka, that he has to be the one to say it. Va'afilu also shashama kvar yochol lahotzi osan shalashamu. And once you have one person who justifies the saying, the Baruch of Yotze, or again, for Kedusha de Yotze, so then it can be any one of the minyan who'll say it. It doesn't have to be that person. Kemosha onu boim shliach tzibur, the same way by the shliach tzibur, sha'afu pi shehispalu kva hashmona esri bochus balachash. Even though he himself has already davened, he says it, why? In case there's someone else, he has to be motzi. The afal pi shekulanu bikiyin achshav. But what's the raya? The whole reason we have the Chazaras Hashatz is because there was a Takanas Chazal in case there's an Eino Boki, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. So the reason we have Chazaras Hashatz, even though we're Kolon V'Ki and Achshav, is because the Takana is still there. The Takana was made that whenever you have a minion together, so the minion has to make provisions lest there is someone amongst them who's an Eino Boki. So why is that a raya to over here to my Birkas Kriyashma? So there's no takana of the equivalent of Chazaras Hashatz. I don't know what does Tosfos mean with this raya from Chazaras Hashatz. Tosfos knocks it all the way down to how many people do you need to have not heard Baruch Hu in order to be Paris Hashma the way Rashi understands Paris Hashma. So Tosfos says it's enough to have one person, right? That's what Talmidei Rashi say in his name. And then Tosfos says, and what's more, Lav Davka, that he has to be the Shatz for Baruch Hu and Yotzeh HaMa'oros. V'ha'raya, by Chazar Sashatz, so the one who's saying the Shmon Esrei aloud is someone who already davened.
Right.
So I'm just not sure. But by Chazar Sashatz, the takon of Chazar Sashatz is for an Eino Boki. Right? The takon of Chazar Sashatz is for an Eino Boki. So obviously you can't say, well, the one who didn't daven should be the one who should say Chazaras Hashatz, because the way the Chachamim, it's a machlok is the end of Rosh Hashanah between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, but with the possible exception of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when Nefishei Brachos, so the Chachamim say that a Baki is not supposed to be Yotzi with Chazaras Hashatz. That Chazaras Hashatz is only for an Eino Baki. Is only for an Eino Baki. So who else is going to say? Who else is going to say Chazaras Hashatz?
No, I think that we're also trying.
See, by Birkas Kriya Shema, so Tosfos wants to be Mechadesh. I'm sorry.
Now that Quran came, it turned out that the whole practice of Chazaras Hashatz is not to really
do
what was the original one. And it still allows a person to repeat, even though you already said it. It's not
a third
repeating, that's all common. I think it's not. Repeating is not
a third
behavior. It's now a new model that
you
can repeat
each
one.
Okay, so why do we have Chazaras Hashatz then?
That's confirmation of the whole Takana. We don't have any more the original Takana.
So what do we have it for? No, I think you might be right, but just to finish it. What's that chiyuv?
That chiyuv is to finish Ma'aser together with the tzibur. From the bit of tzibur, from the yom, the whole concept of tzibur.
But the impression you get, and I thought this is where you were going, Dr. Bell, is that take a look in Rashi for a minute. Nachman, are there any Gemara Rosh Hashanah upstairs? I'm going to get a few, just quickly, thank you. Maybe we'll just wait 1 minute, just take a look at Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
I thought that this discussion is partially the issue of you really have a chiyu novel, you don't have a chiyu of saying the whole Chabad Shas, and there is enough of it to say the Kushat Tzara.
Right, so that's what the Rav used to say, that when you make a Hecha Kedusha, he says you're not outsmarting anyone. He says because the Maisa, you had 10 people, they daven together. So if the Ramad describes a Hecha Kedusha, when you're up against the Shkia or whatever your deadline is for davening Mincha. Okay, so then there's not going to be time for Chazaras Hashatz. So by saying Hecha Kedusha, at least you make possible having saying Kedusha. But when you do it at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so the Rav used to say when the 10 people finish davening Shmoneh with the Hecha Kedusha, so now the Chayav to say Chazaras Hashatz, because that's the takan of Chazaras Hashatz. That when 10 people, and I think also that the Talmud of Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva battle also, where he. Thank you very much. Where he also is very critical of this minig. Very critical of this minig. See, the pashtus is, unless, actually, wasn't really going to discuss until we got to Chavdal and Aleph, but maybe let's at least introduce the question. If you take a look in the very end of Rosh Hashanah, maybe the last line in the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, and then the Gemara is on Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis. So the end of the Mishnah in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says, "Kashem shetzirch tzibur chayev, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev." Meaning, it's not only the shliach tzibur who has to say the Shmona Esrei, but every yachid has to say the Shmona Esrei as well. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, meaning that yichidim who can should not be relying on the shatz. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, the Mishnah is on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shleach Tzibur Motzi Yisarabin Midei Chavasan. Dehainu, that a Yochid, even though he can daven himself, can L'chatchila rely on the Shatz. Now take a look here on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, around 6 lines after they branch out. K'shem Shleach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid. Tanya Omer Lo Rabbi Gamliel, L'dvarecha Lamed Tzibur Mispalalin. Right? We're always trying to figure out how to make shachris take less time in the morning. So why are we wasting time here? First the Shtel HaShemon Esrei, then the Chazaras Hashatz. Everyone can rely on the Shleach Tzibur L'chatchila. So do away with the Shtel HaShemon Esrei and you'll save 2 minutes, right? You'll save a whole 2 minutes for the time it takes us to say the Shemon Esrei. So Amar Lahem, Kedei Lahas the Shleach Tzibur Tfilasa. That's why we have to give the Shleach Tzibur time to be Mesadet Tfilasa. So that way, when he says the Chazaras Hashatz, it's totally shogu b'fiv. You know, they used to tell the, I don't know, story, joke, I'm not sure what it was, that of all the great and famous Chazanim, so Yossel Rosenblatt used to charge more than ever great and almost equally famous Chazanim. So they asked him why he charges more than the other chazanim. So he says it's very simple. He says with the other chazanim, he says you're paying for one Shmoneh Esrei. With me, you pay for 2 Shmoneh Esrei. Mm-hmm. It was a commentary on he was an Eilech Chayyid. He was an Eilech Chayyid. But some of the great chazanim were great tenors and great. But you were only paying for one Shmoneh Esrei. He says with me, you're paying for 2 Shmoneh Esrei. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. You're paying for 2 Shmoneh Esrei. For the shatz to be mesadet tefilasa. Omlehen rabbi gamliel l'divreichem lo mishliach tzibur yodet nei hateva. Amru lo kedei lahotzi yesheinu baki. Right, so this gemara seems to say that the reason for this brisa seems to say that the The reason for Chazar Sashat is that it's a takana lahotzi she'enu boki. Right? So that's why we have Chazar Sashat. That again, Chazal made a takana that the tzibur has to make provisions for a person who doesn't know how to daven. And therefore, whenever there's a tzibur, you have to have a Chazar Sashat. And Amar Lahem, so he says, no, I don't think that that's the only reason Chazal had that. I think Chazal said that even a baki can be yotzi l'chatchila. Amar Lahem, k'shem shemotzi she'en a baki, kach motzi es habaki. Now, so that's what I was bothered with here in this Tosfos. So what's Tosfos' comparison to Birkas Kriyashma, right? Again, by Birkas Kriyashma, so there's no takana. I don't think so. I don't think there's a takana that you have to have a shat saying Birkas Kriyashma aloud, lest there be an Einu Boki who doesn't know how to say the bracha. So there is no such takana, right? Lo Shemanu, we don't do that. We have Chazar Sashat, we don't do that. But Lo Shemanu, that there is such a takana. So obviously, by Chazar Sashat, obviously a Boki is going to say it. And what's more, since, according to the Chachamim, everyone's supposed to be Yotze, their private, personal Chiyav, Belachash, and the point of the Chazar Sashat is for an Eino Boki, then obviously it's going to be a Boki who already said his tefillah belachash, who's going to be saying the Chazar Sashat. So how does that prove anything in Rashi's scenario of person Ashma, whether or not it can be someone who already davened, who betzibur, to say that bracha? Okay. But the emes...
Okay. Can it, I don't know if it's half of it, but can it be that his main point of the proof is not to... His main point of the proof is to show you that the second Shmon Esrei, or that the second davening has significance even though it's already been done.
So why can't they just say Yotze Motzi? Why don't they just quote the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they call it Baruchus Kula, Af Pisha Yotze Motzi, puts me Bikas Halechem V'Hayayin.
Good question.
What is...
There's nothing going on with people, what's he burning?
Because Yotze Motzi, the other one, is knitting.
So
that father so says that you have a model that you are allowed to repeat the davening even though it's in vain.
Right, so l'chor, the answer to that is because there was such a takana. Right, the Chazal made the takana that this is...
But Joseph derived from that takana, the extension, the implication of the takana is that doing it is not to serve b'chal v'atala. It's not unique and...
Right, but is there... But was there... Is there such a takana by Birkas Kriyashma?
No.
No.
But when
we're
talking about Birkas Kriyashma, we're talking specifically about Torah.
Okay, but was there, is there such a takana for that bracha?
No, I mean, it seems almost as if this is, you know, it's, we're talking about the first bracha of Krishna, but it's got a whole new cleave almost to it. You know, it's a takana of the me'atma. Yes, it's the same group of the bracha, but it's a different instance of it. So it doesn't follow the same laws as Birkas Kriyashma normally would, but we're saying this is protocol, not, and because it's something different to help, you know, these 10 people or this one person, whatever it is, missed Baruch Hu before, this is the way they can get Baruch Hu. The only way to get Baruch Hu is by doing the first Baruch Hu. So it almost falls into the same gather as Chazar Sashat.
Maybe. To take a look for a minute in the next mission here on actually, it's two Mishnahs removed. The Mishnah Chavdal Amud Aleph, which begins Hamafti B'Navi. So Hamafti B'Navi, the Mishnah says, Hu Poris Al Shema, V'Hu Over Lifnei HaTeva, V'Hu Nosei Es Kapov. We don't need to Nosei Es Kapov now. So Hamafti B'Navi, Hu Poris Al Shema, Misha Rogel Lahafti B'Navi, Tiknu Chachamim, Sheyehei Poris Al Shema, and who over lifnei hateva lahotzi es hatzibur b'kedusha sher b'tfila. Okay, this is the consolation prize. Since he only got mafter, so if we knew it ahead of time, So since mafta is not olam and aminyan, it's not, it's a little bit of a second class aliyah, so we compensate by being mechabedim to be the baal tefila. So take a look at Rashi who over lefnei ha-teva. So the two things which, lahotzias ha-tzibu b'kdusha sheva tefila. So first of all, why does Rashi have to say anything? Who over the Vnei table? We know that this Chazar Sashat. So why is it relevant in the context of this mission for Rashi to explain to us what Chazar Sashat is about? That's question one, which I don't have an answer ready for now. Question number two is that this Rashi seems to say, right, if the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah wouldn't come to mind, and based on this Rashi, we would have to explain to someone why is there Chazar Sashatz. So we would have said as follows, that we want Kedusha in the context of Tefillah. That's the setting in which Kedusha should be placed. And therefore, so there's one Maila that everyone davens Balachash. That's one Maila of Tefillah, one Inyan of Tefillah. But then there's something else which we couldn't accomplish simultaneously, i.e., that we want to say Kedusha in the context, in the setting of Tefillah. And that's why we have Chazar Sashatz. I think that's the impression you get from this Rashi. How to reconcile that with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah remains difficult. Blina, the next time I'll bring from the tour, there's a difficult tour in this regard also. But the impression you get is, if our Tos is back in Chav Gimel Midbeis, again, I don't know how this doesn't answer the question from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That remains B'tzarach Iyan. But if our Tosfos on Chav Gimel Amud Beis is also thinking of Chazar Sashatz as a vehicle for Kedusha, so then already the parallelism to Ein Parson al Shema is much better, right? Then Tosfos is saying, when you're having someone repeat what has already been said as a vehicle for saying Kedusha, so then it doesn't bother us that the person saying it has already said the brachos, because there's a justification for saying the brachos, because you'll have the kedusha.
Except here he said kedusha once. And he said in Shmona Esrei the Shas didn't say kedusha yet. In his case, he had already said kedusha from the Tzibur.
Ein hachanami. I'm sorry, just one second. In Hachanami, that's true.
Doesn't matter. I'm not sure. So they could still be at that building.
No, because I don't think... Because what they have to do, what Tosfos wants to justify is, how are you saying the Baruch of Yotzeh or again if you already said it? So the answer is, because you're facilitating the Kedusha for someone. So, Tosfos would tell you, no, it doesn't matter. Because the issue is not whether you're facilitating the Kedusha for yourself or for someone else, but the question rather is, you're repeating the bracha. So Tosfos says, well, in Chazar Sashatz, that's what we always do. We always repeat the bracha, but the bracha with Kedusha. It's to facilitate the Kedusha.
The other, but also why say that Alpisha Kolano Bikin?
Well, unless what Tosfos is saying, and this I don't know, because they just don't explicitly tell us how to deal with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, unless Tosfos is telling us, and this, you know, what Dr. Velazan was raising the issue before, V'hoicha Kedusha, if this is true, it would be a limud zechus on the... You know, the minig which they have in almost all yeshivas of making a hoicha kedusha, unless Tosfos is implying, I don't know, lulei de mistafina, Tosfos seems to be implying that when everyone's bekiyim, maybe that cheshbon of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah doesn't necessitate the Chazar Sashatz, and maybe what necessitates the Chazar Sashatz is having the kedusha. I don't know. So then the question would be, so why don't we always, according to Tosfos, it shouldn't just be in yeshivas for mincha, it should be all the time. It should be shachas, mincha, in every minyan, everywhere. if that were true. So I don't know.
The relevance of Kriya Shema being involved with the tefillah would have any relevance of saying the whole tefillah while mincha is the only tefillah that you don't have Kriya Shema?
I'm not sure if that would make a difference here. I'm not sure why it would. Tosu seems to be saying from our Chazar Sashatz, you see that a repetition of Shemon Esrei is justified by virtue of facilitating Kedusha. So the same way a repetition of Shemon Esrei is justified because it facilitates Kedusha, so too, if you hold that Kedusha the Yotzer requires a minyan, so repetition of that bracha is justified also just because it facilitates the Kedusha. That seems to be the parallelism. Tosfos seems to be saying, like Rashi on the Mishnah Chavdalid, that that's the rationale for our Chazar Sashatz. What do you do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah sound like the Takana? And why is it, according to Tosfos?
So what's wrong with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah?
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says when Rabbi Gamliel says to the Chachamim, why do you have Chazar Sashatz? So why didn't the Chachamim say, Kedei lo my Kedusha?
No, so maybe then the reason was the Deila Hal Siyah Shema Baki, but Tosfos' point is the fact that we still do it even after we call the Kiyan.
But wouldn't it have been a stronger answer to say to Rabbi Gamliel, because this leaves the door open to Rabbi Gamliel to say, no, I don't see, by Boi Piagofen, by Hamotzi, you can be Motzi Abaki. I don't see why you shouldn't be able to be Motzi Abaki here also. You're right. No, that's wrong. What I just said was wrong. Again, so Rabbi Gamliel says to the Chachamim, so why do you have Chazar Sashatz? And the Chachamim only give him, meaning they gave him one of two answers. That's what you have to say. That according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos, they're giving him one of two answers. They could have told him... They could have told him, it's because we want to say Kedusha. Maybe. But then the only question you're left with is, why is it according to Tosfos? So why don't we lechatchila just say Ahoicha Kedusha? Why do we bedafka want? Why do we bedafka want a full Chazar Sashat?
It makes sense what they told Rabbi Gamliel because they want to disagree with. Rabbi Gamliel says.
Right, there is no need for the tzibur to daven on tefillah v'lachash. According to Rabbi Gamliel.
Right, so they want to say that's not true. So that's why they say.
No, you're right. So it could be that.
Why they chose that answer, I think, makes sense because that's the one that's direct, no?
But Rabbi Gamliel asked them, according to you, why do you even have a Chazar Sashatz? Given that the Yechidim are not supposed to wait and rely on
the Shliach. So the reason they say the answer that they say is because they want to make it clear that they don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur could be mostly the Rabbin.
Maybe. I mean, they already said that. They had said that previously anyway. That's what occasioned Rabbi Gamliel's question, right?
Okay,
so they had taken that position. So Rabbi Gamliel says, so what's the point of Chazar Sashatz?
Right.
There is a concept of Porsim HaShema. There is no concept of Porsim HaShema. In other words, there is no way you can slash down.
The question is the way we make a high for Kedusha. No, but the way... So in other words, what you're